New classroom pledge of the week, and this week it goes to Mrs. Martin's first grade class at Heyburn Elementary in St. Mary's.
With award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman spends over 3 hours in ice. She's one cold woman.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, let's take a look at the weekend box office. It was a little quieter at the box office this weekend. The movie Transformers came out, but no one cared.
Oh, no.
Beetlejuice tops the North American box office for the third week in a row with $26 million. Transformers won at number two with only $25
million. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, does it?
No, not at all. Yeah, no, I'm sure that wasn't the open they were hoping for.
Yeah, I was very confused. And is the movie called Transformers 1?
It is, yes. Doesn't have any human beings in it. It's just all Transformers.
It didn't work.
Yeah, apparently not, yeah.
What a bummer. Dang,
that is weird.
Yeah, because the Transformers franchise seems a little more bulletproof than that, I guess, but maybe not.
Yeah, maybe just the concept just didn't do it. Mm.
There were some big names in it, so.
Yeah, there was a lot of good voices in it, just nobody, no humans, so maybe that was the part. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, people like to see people in movies, I think. Unless it's kids, a kids movie,
obviously. Well, yeah, we don't need people in those.
No, huh?
We need fake people.
That's right.
Fun cartoon people.
That's it, yeah.
So, Beetlejuice, which has people in it, Jay, proves your theory.
Which was that people win.
Yeah. People number one. Okay, well, let me go from that. I have also tonight, new season of The Voice premieres.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested in checking it out, how is Reba going to do? Now she's kind of she's the only person back from last season. Is that correct? Or was Gwen on last year?
No, she was not. Uh-uh. So, yeah, so she's the only one back from last year.
So Reba's the only one from last year.
And the champion, so.
Reba, Gwen Stefani, and then first-time coaches Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that group of four does.
They also moved together. Reba's chair, I saw.
They did to where?
She was in the Blake chair before.
Yeah,
you know,
the far right?
Yeah, as you looked at the judges, from the far right, yeah. Correct, yeah. And now I think she's moved over one, and Snoop's on the far right.
Ooh, huh. Okay.
You think there's some sort of controversy there?
I don't know what their thought process is, as in the placement of the judges. I'm not quite sure.
That is interesting, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't just randomly choose. So, you know, usually the bookends used to be, you know, Blake and Adam Levine, and you know, it was kind of like that.
Right.
And then, right. You know, Kelly Clarkson and Blake would give each other a hard time. So I don't know if that's what's going to happen with Bublé and Snoop, if they're going to kind of take on that adversarial role and they put the two ladies in the middle. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure somehow some consultant thought they had a great answer for that.
I know that, you know, Snoop Dogg has proven himself lately as just being mainstream TV with the Olympics and all that stuff. I don't think anybody would be surprised if he does a good job on the show, right?
No, and
It'll just be like, okay, yep, Snoop, there he is, just being Snoop.
The previews look pretty good.
Now, Michael Bublé, I don't remember what I saw him on before.
Okay.
But I was real impressed with him.
Was it a TV show, maybe, or no?
Yeah, it was some sort of show, and I was just like, okay, that guy's funny, first of all, and just does a really good job. So it'll be interesting to see if maybe he is the surprise star of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, could be.
I'll be interested.
Speaking of shows, did you guys watch anything fun over the weekend?
I watched Beverly Hills Axel F.
Oh, you did? You watched the new one?
Yeah, yeah.
How was it? I mean, I enjoyed it when I saw it.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I was exactly what I thought, like what I wanted. I mean, I turned on Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. It got what exactly what I wanted, which was good. I enjoyed it.
I thought Eddie was he was very good. He was very funny. He delivered everything you wanted him to deliver.
Yeah, without trying to overdo it, which is what I was a little bit worried about. You know? But no, he didn't do that at all.
Nope.
Kind of just let the whole role play itself out.
A good little story with his daughter getting mixed in there. And right. It was enjoyable, Jay. I'm glad you liked it,
too. I did. I liked it.
Steve?
I'm making my way through season two of Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
Gosh, dang it. I got to tell you, that show. Remember I was like, I'm back in on season four. I'm all into it.
Oh, no.
It's great. I watched the first two episodes. I watched the third episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the fourth one I started to watch, and I paused it to go get something to drink, and when I came back in, I was like, I'm going to see what else is on.
You'd already lost interest, huh?
No, and it wasn't. I don't know, Jay. I thought I was enjoying it, but I just, it was that thing. I think part of it was I was in the mood for a binge watch.
Okay.
And I realized I only had, 28 minutes of an episode.
Yeah, because so I'm like, episode five comes out tomorrow, so.
Right. I want to get into something that's going to give me
A
little more meat and taters. And I've been on the fence about watching Bad Monkey.
Okay.
What's that?
The Vince Vaughn show on Apple Plus.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn is a former detective. He gets thrown in the middle of this crazy case in Key West in Miami, and it's hilarity ensues along with chaos
and all
it's
that.
It's kind of like a dark comedy. The reason I watched it was because it is produced by, or it's the creator, is Bill Lawrence. And Bill Lawrence he's like that guy that's got the forever pass for me because, let's see, he did Scrubs.
Okay.
Then he did another show called Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did a show called Shrinking.
Right.
Other shows in there, too. I'm not thinking of all of them, of course. But, I mean, the guy, every time he creates something, I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good run.
And so I'm like, you know what? It's got Bill Lawrence is the creator of it. I'm watching it. And I've enjoyed it. It's definitely got, it's dark. It's got great Vince Vaughn humor in it. It's one of those that you kind of forget that it's going to be funny. And there's a narrator who talks through the whole thing.
Okay.
And he every once in a while will drop a line that just makes me laugh out loud, where you're just like, okay, thank you. I needed that laugh.
And as the whole season has been released, so you just binge the whole thing?
Oh, it has not.
Oh, it's weekly.
Yeah, I thought it had been, Jay, and I ran into some disappointment last night when it was episode 6 might have been the last one. I think there's 10 total.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I couldn't play the next one. And I was like, what? Oh, no. Which was probably good. I needed to go to bed.
Mm. Did you try pressing the button?
He's very literal.
Next episode?
Yeah, very literal.
Steve, I went to the little menu and it said it comes out September 25th.
Yeah, this Wednesday, episode 8.
Wednesday is the next episode.
Okay, Bad Monkey. All right.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It is one of those. I don't think it's going to be like one of my favorite shows ever. But the comedy of Vince Vaughn is very funny. The story is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous, but it's fun. There's a lot of storylines. That's the only thing that sometimes is a little much for me. It's based on a book, and so I think that's why it has a lot of storylines that you got to follow, but it's fun.
Okay. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the recommendation. And then as I was looking that up, Kevin, I saw that the Tulsa King has an ad running. And I keep thinking, who is it that's watching that?
Steve Hawk.
Okay, yeah. And he also recommended that. So that's good. There you go. There's a couple of things to watch. And Steve gave the recommendation of, what was it again, Steve? Only Murders in the Building, Season 2?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Laughing is my favorite emoji, for sure. Not even close.
Kevin James.
I'm looking back to your text. You never send me the laughing one.
Say something funny. How about that?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okay, Kevin.
Dear Jay and Kevin, my husband and I both work. Our son has one day of the week where it's late start at school. And my mother-in-law has been watching him for 2 hours that day. Now she is asking to be paid for her time. It's a very short drive to school, and I drop him off on my way to work. My husband and I have both agreed we just don't want to pay her, and we are trying to save money for a family vacation instead. Unfortunately, it's keeping our son from spending more time with Grandma and Grandpa. I also don't feel like grandparents should be charging for a couple hours a week. Believe me, they don't need the money. Is this something we just need to stick to our guns until they learn a lesson?
Hmm. All right, the Runge Furniture Studio line is open for your calls or text 509-441-0999. I don't know where they're at online with it. There seems like there's a couple people right off the bat who are like, hey, it's your child. You'd probably have to pay for child care anyway. Wouldn't you rather pay Grandma and Grandpa? Maybe Grandma and Grandpa are trying to teach you a lesson to be more responsible yourself. This one says absolutely not okay to charge for a couple hours a week for your own grandchild. So I don't know. Maybe it's just all over the board. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, it is weird because grandparents charging,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make any sense to me. It's something I would never, ever do.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, this whole thing to me just reeks of, there's something underlying.
Maybe
going
something
on.
Else.
Yeah, like what mm. is it? Is it mother-in-law doesn't like the vacation you're going on? Mother-in-law, you guys spent money on something else, and she's like, you know what? If they're going to waste their money going and doing that, they can pay me to babysit every.
Sure, right.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's something else going on that made this happen, because it's not like if she charged from day one. It was just like, hey, yeah, we'll watch him, but we need to get paid because you guys would be paying for daycare anyways.
Right.
Then that's one thing. But it to me, it just, there's something fishy here where there's something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're going to get to the bottom of it other than just maybe approaching it and saying, what is the deal? And we would rather bring him here. He'd rather see you guys for a couple hours, you know, on his late start day.
Right.
Than going elsewhere. But. You know, we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, there are a couple of texters who are wondering along that same line saying, you know, did you guys quote unquote waste money that they are now thinking that, well, if you're doing that with your money, you should be paying us. So they're, you know, I think there's other people who are questioning that could there have been an add-on in there or not. On face value, it's hard to charge to watch your grandkids if it's just couple hours
Absolutely.
A day, unless there's something else happening, or unless, you know, maybe the grandparents really needed money, if that was the case. But, you know, it feels like there's a lot mixed in there, maybe.
Right, Jay, if it was something where they really were struggling financially or whatever, and that was a help, you know, this one, they make it very clear that they do not need the money.
Right.
And so it's like, yeah, it is weird. I don't, as a grandparent, I can't imagine, you know, charging for it.
Right.
Unless it was something where it's like, hey, they were going to pay for a baby. Not even then. Like, they were going to pay for a babysitter, and the babysitter backed out, and it's a Friday night, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give up my Friday night to watch her.
Could you see yourself in any scenario asking your son for money based on the fact if you thought you were attempting to sort of teach him something? You know what I mean? Like, you're like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not just... Because I feel like normally, obviously, you've done it a lot. You haven't... obviously charged your son anything, but could you see yourself, you know what, I'm gonna make a point here, so I'm gonna charge him?
Maybe I could see it if it was something that I thought was gonna be very clear that that's what the point was, or whatever else, you know.
Mm-hmm. yeah I think I just want my children to know that when it comes to grandchildren, that obviously, my wife will never charge you. I will, but I prefer just cash and you not telling her.
Oh, that's smart.
That's the spirit.
That's the way.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know any of the words to that song from Kenny Chesney?
Yeah. Just to say we did. Just to say we might. I'm a do-do-do. And that is dynamite.
Kevin James.
It's so catchy.
I almost see his little body sweating, though, when I hear that song.
Okie dokie.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I think that might be one man's perspective. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast. If you missed anything from the show, you can listen whenever you'd like. Morning, noon, night, whatever it takes.
It's free.
It is. Subscribe, rate, and review. Wherever you get your podcast, that's where you get the Jay and Kevin Show podcast, okay? All right, a little bit of entertainment news. And yeah, we're just ahead of qualifying somebody for the CMA Flyaway, which is an awesome trip. I kind of wanted to start with one of your favorite things, Kevin, and I know it's the Morgan Wallen walkout.
I do love Morgan Wallen's new walkouts to his concert where he always has, you know, someone from the city or the state that he's in that's going to make the audience go crazy.
Hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. There's Peyton Manning in full football uniform with a helmet and everything.
So good. So crazy. Good. Peyton dressed up as Tennessee Vol like he was back in the day.
Yeah, that was great. And then some other volunteers, of course, alongside. But that was awesome. I mean, the fact that he even put the helmet on and had all the gear on. I was like, well played. And it was, you know, as classic Peyton Manning, of course, he was having fun with it. And by the way, Morgan Wallen broke the record, the two-day record at, I think it's Neyland Stadium. So Friday, he had Eric Church and Miranda Lambert make a surprise appearance on stage. That's pretty cool. So
It is.
In 2 days, the two-day total, they apparently keep two-day totals at that stadium, which I don't know if all stadiums do that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But 156,161 people, which broke the record. The old record was 148,000 by the Jackson 5. I was like, well, wasn't expecting that. Yeah, that
was. Wow, no, that's the name. That's not where I was waiting to hear.
I think I might have been able to guess all day and not gotten to the Jackson 5 from back in 1984. And they it took them three nights, because apparently they count the weekend as an event. So if you have, and Morgan only had two shows, Jackson 5 had three, and he had 156,000. So a pretty good run there.
Good work, Morgan.
Yeah. Looked fun.
Well, I was bringing up earlier the television show Bad Monkey.
Yep.
And talking a little bit about that with Vince Vaughn is in it. It's got a lot of other great folks in the movie in the TV show as well. It feels like a movie. That is the thing I've noticed. I cannot get over it not being a movie because of Vince Vaughn.
How long are the episodes?
Have you had that? With certain, like 40-some minutes.
Okay.
42 to 45 minutes, sure. I think. Have you had that where, like, we're so used to seeing stars on TV shows now?
Well,
that
it's
gotten easier.
I mean, it only Murders in the Building. Like, that's obvious with those three huge celebrities in a half an hour TV show is definitely a little odd with all the celebrities that are in it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those that I'm like, I don't know. When I'm watching Vince Vaughn, I'm like, oh, this is a movie.
Right.
And you go, oh, wait, no, it's not.
Right.
It's a TV series. But there was something interesting in this series that I thought was fun. It got me excited for season two of Shrinking as well, which was one of our show's absolute favorite shows of the past year. Like, we all love Shrinking, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very, very good. It's season two comes out October 16th.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading about all this stuff because I was kind of interested in who the characters were, like the actresses and stuff on the show Bad Monkey. I'm waiting, now, who is this? And I was looking them up, and who is it? Well, then I got into some articles about the creator of the show, Bill Lawrence, who on Shrinking, the lady who plays the neighbor, you know who I'm talking about? The neighbor who's kind of helping take care of the daughter and butts into everything. That's Bill Lawrence's wife.
Nice.
Christy Miller. Okay. And she's been she was in Cougar Town. She's been in a lot of other movies and stuff too. But so his wife is in that show. And then on this show, Bad Monkey, they were saying, listen, we need somebody who's, you know, under the age of 25 who has at least 1 million Instagram followers and can reach a different audience than your shows generally do. That's what the studio was telling Bill Lawrence.
Man, so close, Steve, except for you're over 25. Otherwise, you were right there.
Yeah.
And he just said, well, that's when it dawned on me. How about my daughter? His daughter, Charlotte Lawrence, is a popular singer, model, Instagram, whatever. She's got over 1 million followers. And so he was like, yeah, come in, audition. Let's see. She'd never done the acting thing before. And I'll tell you, she's great on the show.
No way.
She's really, really good. And so he's like, yeah, anybody who wants to say, you know, she's a Nepo baby, she's like, right. Yeah, I definitely get into rooms that most people don't, but I sure. still have to earn it once I'm in there. And she said, I just consider myself lucky that I get to do these things. And he basically said, listen, if you have the opportunity to work with your family,
right, yeah,
do it.
Or give your kid a leg up, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, he's like, just do it. Yeah. Why would you not? Yeah. Now, if she's bad, it isn't going to work. It's not going to happen again, right?
Right. Like, she's also probably not a main character, so it's probably not going to ruin the film.
No,
or the
she's not the main character at all, but she is definitely, she's one of those when you just see her, you go, oh, yeah, no, she's a different level. That's like a, she's like a rock star. There's just something about her where you go, oh, no, that. That's why I even looked her up, because I'm like, who is this girl? She just had that thing.
Mm. You know, it's funny.
Interesting.
The same thing happened on my Little League baseball team. That's why I wasn't a pitcher.
Nepotism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Coach's your kid made you.
Peter was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Or a football quarterback.
Yeah, boy.
Absolutely. If your dad is coaching and he doesn't put you at quarterback, that's just like the worst dad. Why are you coaching?
Down. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He had such lines as this.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Yeah, Kevin was taking notes.
Attaboy, Kev.
Kevin James.
They had a blocked shot, I believe. Blocked it out of bounds.
Okay.
And he said, thou shall not pass.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, congratulations, John. He qualified for the CMA Flyaway. That trip is coming up in about third week of November. We'll do another qualifier before we get out of here at 10 o'clock this morning. Also, a reminder that the... Hold on.
Double check.
Oh, boy. What are we looking for?
Spell check?
Just making sure. 2 weeks from today, Jay and Kevin Food Drive. 2 weeks what? From today, so... kind of get your mind squared away on that. Put it on your calendar.
It's an early one.
Yeah, it is. It's early. And hopefully it'll be a gigantic one. So we'll be up at R&R RV again 2 weeks from today.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Oh, wow.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin, off the text line, Deutsches Fest over the weekend?
Oh, I know.
Wow. Did any of your friends, family, or whatever go, or no?
I mean, I'm sure somebody did that I knew. My brother didn't. My sister didn't. My ex-wife didn't, I don't think.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of the people that normally that I know.
Why don't you list all the people who didn't?
Well, I mean, you asked, and so I'm trying to go through the people that I know that I don't think anybody went. I did say to my son, Coop, said, well, I wouldn't mind getting out of the house.
Yeah.
You want to drive to Odessa and you can get out and grab sausages for us and then we'll just drive back home.
And he wasn't interested in that, huh?
He thought it was silly.
Long drive for
said,
a sausage.
I go, I'm not being serious, but I... kind of also am.
Well, yeah, if he would have said, that's a great idea, you could have been convinced.
Yeah, because, I mean, an hour and a half in the car, to drive with Coop, we'd have a good time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Enjoy a sausage on the way home. Here's the deal. With the way I've been feeling, it doesn't matter if I eat something. I'm probably going to throw it up.
Oh, wow.
Or end up with an upset stomach anyway. So I've just decided, instead of
go
eating
big or
a
go home.
Soda cracker, why don't I just... eat a sausage.
Eat a sausage.
For my German heritage.
Kim said North Idaho camping, fall camping was fantastic. And then sent some pictures that looks like she's proving it because it does
beautiful,
look pretty amazing. Yeah. And what a great weekend for it. Erica and Brianna did the Boulevard race. Congrats on that. That seems like that was a fun time.
Cool.
State Line Speedway for races on Saturday night for Jeff. Steve, what was the best part of your weekend?
Boy, it was almost the worst part of my weekend, but the best part was a little Missouri football win, baby.
I always forget to look. What'd they do?
Well, they tried to lose it several different times.
Nice.
And then a last-second missed field goal in double overtime.
Really?
By our opponent. Led to a victory. Or it was an extra point, I guess.
Wow.
So, yeah, the field conditions were a little wet, and... They really tried to lose it, though, a bunch.
Looks like it might have been a field goal that would have tied the game.
Field goal, that's right. Yeah. It was a field goal. Wow. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
So, excited about that, and they dropped in the rankings a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It was still an exciting game, fun to watch, and happy with the W.
I love that.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
I'm trying to see what Josh is sending pictures of on the text line here. Looks like... Is that Odessa? Was that... Josh, more information, please. Looks like a bunch of family pictures, and it looks like they're at some sort of festival, maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Anybody dressed like a German?
No, not in these...
Lederhosen or anything?
Not in these pictures.
Do you own Lederhosen, Kevin?
No.
He just borrows Mark Peterson's.
Does he own?
Don't ask.
He does.
Oh, no. Josh was at Silverwood with his family. Okay. All right. My bad.
Very different. Very, very different.
This one says, do you guys plan on having the Velcro wall up at the food drive? Steve might need the experience.
Wow.
Wow. That's a deep callback.
Yeah. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah. That was a minute ago. I don't think we plan on having the Velcro wall. I'll double check with the powers that be.
That's something that I wouldn't mind getting again is a Velcro wall.
Take it to weddings. You think that photo booth is a big hit? Imagine that late in the night.
Velcro wall.
People getting into the Velcro suit. Maybe like a little mini tramp where they jump up onto it. What could go wrong?
Oh, it'd be great.
What could go wrong?
What'd be great is for the kids. Like the kids that are running around all crazy at a wedding.
Yeah.
They just give them, and they get stuck on the wall, and then they're just stuck there until they have to go home.
To be a kid on a wall.
Best part of your weekend, Kevin?
There's a lot of football. I did watch that Coug game, which was...
That was crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It was one of those where I tuned in and thought, I just want this to be a good game, right?
Yeah.
And then it started to get really good, and then it was just crazy back and forth. So that was very fun, but I have to give it to... I received a message from somebody, and I wish you could give all the details on this yet, but I can't. But he asked me to do something with one of my favorite things in the world. It's like mixing together two of my favorite things.
Okay.
And one of them, I will tell you, is DJing.
Mm-hmm.
So someone asked me to DJ something that is another one of my favorite things, and I was just like, are you joking? This is like the ultimate... it's like a dream come true. That it would be the ultimate gig. Now, it's not set in stone that it's happening or anything yet, so that's why I can't really say anything.
Sure, I got it.
But it was just one of those that it made me very happy because I was like, oh, I feel like this is something I've always wanted to do. And, you know, as old as I am and doing it as long as I have, there's not a lot of those things left.
Right, that's true, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, so it was like, this is like, whoa, okay.
Wow.
This would be really cool if
Exciting.
I get to do this.
Can you do it from home?
No. No, I cannot. But it's a couple weeks out.
Okay. All right. Weekend?
What is it?
The best thing from your weekend?
By the way, Roberta said she almost spit out her drink when we said Velcro wall. That's Roberta's a diehard. She's a longtime listener.
Yeah, she knows.
Jill went to the Southeast Spokane County Fair.
I didn't realize that was this weekend.
Yeah, you're a lot of the stuff, Kevin. You gotta. I mean, I was just gonna say you gotta get the newspapers. Can you just see you sitting out there with a shawl over your shoulders,
reading the newspaper? Oh man.
You know what's funny? On Friday, we had last week's or the week before's newspaper.
Yeah.
And Bruce goes, well, I forgot about it, so I might as well read this one.
Yeah, he couldn't. He's like, I think I forgot most of the stories, so I'll just reread them again. Dang it, Bruce.
It was funny.
Oh, man. Well, at my house, it was a lot of football, a lot of chores, and but family dinner was fun. Then we did the family walk thing because it was just a spectacular night. So I'd say probably the family walk was the best part of my weekend. And apparently we weren't alone because the neighborhood was, it was like they were giving out free candy at a parade or something because there was so many people walking. It was just that kind of a spectacular night. The nights are absolutely perfect right now. I mean, it's you get the little cool off. People are wearing, you know, like long sleeves with their shorts, you know. So then they're just kind of in the perfect mode for a walk. So not super exciting, just kind of a fun little end to the weekend with a walk.
Do you support the long shirts, shorts look?
I do.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's one of the best looks ever.
It is the best because it's like it's still cool enough. It's cool enough for the, with iron when you. I don't like walks when I'm sweating. That's not fun. I mean, if I'm going to, that's not supposed to be, to me, a walk, I know it is, but it's not what I do for exercise, so I'm not interested in just getting soaking wet.
So how would you feel about a sweater vest?